realize it's a little awkward the way we work this morning's service, but grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This is the first Sunday of Advent. And what are we doing during this season of Advent? It's a new year, and it's a new year of the church, and we begin by doing what? The Advent is the preparation for the coming of our Lord. So in our gospel lesson this morning, after reading it, I was reminded, you know, about staying awake. Boy, that didn't come out well. But you get the idea, stay awake. I thought about my military days and standing watch on board the ship. If you've ever been in the military, standing watch was not always the most glamorous or enjoyable part of being in the military. But on board the ship that I did, when I stood watch, I had to morning, noon, night. It didn't matter what time your shift was. You had to walk around the ship. Oftentimes it was in the dark. You were by yourself. You had to stay awake. But let me tell you something. Things change when you know that people who want to do you harm are just over the horizon. It changes things. Based on our Lord's word in today's gospel lesson, just like it being in the military, Jesus is not content with us sleeping on the job or resting our eyes or blindly, mindlessly going through the motions as the evils and the woes of this present day and this sinful world increase all around us a little bit more every single day. But now there are times when we need to rest. I could use a little more right now. We're still not adjusted to the time. But we need times of rest. We got to get some sleep. It's good for your body. It's good for your soul. We need to rest to rejuvenate, to reorganize our organs, get everything going well and smoothly again. So sleep is not a bad thing. However, there are times in our lives when we need to stay awake. Let's see. Driving, working, standing guard in the military. When you go hunting, maybe when you're sitting in church, we need to stay awake. Yeah, there's times when we really need to stay awake. My wife hates it when I drive and sleep at the same time. So sometimes you need to stay awake, to stay alert, be on guard no matter how tired or worn out you are. You just have to stay awake. Sometimes, as in the case of walking guard or keeping watch during the military, lives are dependent upon your alertness and your vigilance. Even one single moment of resting your tired eyes or mindlessly just going through the motions, it can prove deadly to you and for everyone who's depending upon you. It is with this simple understanding that we turn our ears to these words of Jesus Christ today. He says, stay awake! Now on the surface, this command is pretty straightforward. It's pretty easy to get it, isn't it? Especially with my voice, stay awake! Right? So what could I, as your pastor, add to this? Obviously, there's more. But what could the pastor possibly have to say about something so simple as staying awake? Well, you might be surprised to learn that Jesus actually speaks three different words here in this text. See, the original language. All three words mean basically the same thing. However, we know, many of us, that some things get lost in the translation. We can be close, we can be very close in the meaning, but still something is lost in the translation. And our Lord's commands here during these verses are prime examples of something getting lost in the translation. Let me ask you, is there a difference between simply looking at something with open eyes and being on guard and keeping watch? Sure there is. Being on guard and keeping watch is definitely a step up from simply being a spectator at a sport or a show. There's more vigilance involved in being on guard. This is how Jesus begins his command in verse 33 of our text today. In just two words, I'll give you the Greek, it's blepo and agrepaneo. The Greek has it reversed. It says, keep awake and be on guard. Blepo is keep awake, and agrepaneo is be on guard. He takes us from being awake and simply observing the various signs that our Lord is coming to commanding active vigilance. Commanding that we be on guard because of that reality. Yes, that reality that God is coming, our Lord is coming soon. Think about it from a normal, everyday sort of perspective, okay? Say, for example, you're at a theater for a movie that lasts 2.5 hours. You're staying awake, blepo, right? But here in God's house, are you agrepaneo? Are you vigilant? Are you paying strict attention to the Word of God and what He commands of us? Are you that way in your daily walk through life out beyond the walls of this holy house? Are you active and awake and on guard? Kind of a side note, isn't this a sad note about how we are today, that we can go to a movie theater and sit through a 2.5 hour movie and not blink. But when it comes to a 15 minute sermon here in church, our eyes get heavy. Interestingly enough, Jesus steps it up even more with his next commands in verses 35 and 37 of our text when he says, stay awake! He's not simply commanding someone to keep a sanctified heads up. He's commanding us to actually behave like the living, redeemed, forgiven, resurrected unto new life in Jesus Christ Christians that we are right now. We're not to act like the rest of the fools who are dead in their faith. Like St. Paul says to the Thessalonians, we grieve, but we do not grieve like those who have no hope. We're different. We're Christians. We know the truth. We have been baptized and resurrected into this blessed truth. And what does this resurrected new life look like? What does it sound like? Well, folks, it's nothing more than trusting in God above all things. Even when times are bad, times are good, He's teaching faithfulness in the midst of trial and temptation and despair. Stay faithful. This fact becomes clearer as we discover the same exact command, stay awake. Stay awake. When else did God use this term, stay awake? Jesus used it in the Garden of Gethsemane on the night of his betrayal. He commands Peter, James, and John to, quote, stay awake keep watch and pray with me. Then Jesus goes off to pray. And he prays, Father, if it be your will, take this cup of suffering from me. But not my will be done, but your will be done. And what happens when he comes back? What does he find? He finds three men fast asleep, just resting their eyes. And what does he say to them? Could you not stay awake? Keep watch for even one single hour. Keep watch. Stay awake and pray that you do not enter into temptation. So do you see the difference? Jesus did truly stay awake himself, didn't he? He was vigilant in his faith and in his trust. His soul was deeply troubled and worried. As Almighty God, he knew what was about to happen. He told them all along throughout his ministry, I am going to Jerusalem and I'm going there to die. But he didn't run, did he? He didn't flock to Barnes and Noble to look up a book on the latest doomsday prophecy so he could figure out how to avoid all this pain and sorrow. He didn't go looking the internet for self-help on how to survive this present day. What did he do to survive all the pain and sorrow that he had to endure? He didn't shun all of society and hide in the bottom of his house. He didn't lay down and wave a white flag overburdened with stress and despair. His vigilance took him right to his Heavenly Father in prayer and in trust. That's what he did. He trusted in his Heavenly Father. Notice too that his vigilance and his alertness wasn't just self-centered either. He stayed awake for his disciples too. The very men who sought to steal a few moments of sleep while they had a chance. Is it any wonder that when the going gets tough and frightening, the sleepyheads fall off into sleep while Jesus willingly and obediently submitted to the will of his Heavenly Father? So why is all this important to point out? Why would Jesus use these specific words? More importantly, why should we make a big deal out of it today? Well, consider the context. The disciples were no different. Their questions sound just like our questions do today. What's it going to be like, Lord? When will it happen? Will it take a long time? When will Jesus return? In our text today, Jesus' present tense command to stay awake, to be and stay resurrected and on guard still holds true today. He still speaks to us. Yes, the signs that his coming draws near are all around us. They've always been around us. They've been around us since the fall into sin in the Garden of Eden, to the terrifying events of Good Friday, and even today. The labor pains are still going on in it. Contractions are still getting closer and closer every single day. However, our Lord's command remains the same then as it does today. Stay awake. Be observant. Be faithfully vigilant. Be on guard. Be resurrected. You've already been resurrected in the waters of holy baptism. From the sin of from sin, death, and the devil. The result of such a wonderful, complete gift of life and forgiveness should be nothing more than trusting your Lord above all things, even when those things are frightening, painful, and full of sorrow. Trust in the Lord. Don't act or sound like those who are asleep in deadly unbelief, running around this world with fear in their eyes, their ears, and their souls, closed to the reality of life that is Christ has purchased and won for them and us everlasting life and salvation with his own body and blood. Open your eyes. Look at the cross. Look to the reality that is already yours in Christ Jesus. This blessed reality alone is the sole font and source of all life. Because Christ Jesus, you have complete and eternal forgiveness. You have that eternal life and forgiveness right now. Through the ongoing work of the Holy Spirit in this life-giving word and sacrament that we practice here at Zion Lutheran Church, God is continually and nourishing us and feeding your saving faith so that it may remain healthy and alive and active in Him. As we now begin the season of Advent, may God continue to grant you those open and vigilant eyes of a living, saving faith, so that even as the birth pains of this fallen and sinful world increase around us, the times may get tougher, but you may always recognize the joy, the peace, and the life that is already and eternally yours in Christ Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus.